This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Everyone sings about a white Christmas, but if, like Elvis, you're expecting a Christmas that's blue, you're in the spirit for our blues concert featuring Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. The group was founded by pianist and singer Ann Rapson and singer-guitarist Gaya Degbolola. They were already in their 40s 5 years ago when they quit their jobs to play music full-time. Ann had worked as a computer programmer. Gay was a teacher who had won the Virginia Teacher of the Year Award in 1982. Sapphire's repertoire features classic blues, as well as original songs on such classic subjects as sex and love, not to mention subjects Bessie Smith never sang about, like a visit to the gynecologist's office. On their new album, Old New, Borrowed and Blue, the women pay tribute to their musical influences. Joining us along with the group's founding members is Andra Faye McIntosh, who we'll hear on bass. I want to welcome you all to Fresh Air. Thank you for coming. And Gay, I'm going to ask you to introduce the first song for us.
Great. This is a song that Bessie Smith did, Billie Holiday did, and recently Rory Block did it. And this is our version, which is slowed down a bit, and it's called Do Your Duty. If I call three times a day, baby, calm and drive my blues away. And when you come, be ready to play. Do your duty. If you want to have some luck, give your
things that you do. I'm just trying to find somebody to
That's Sapphire, and singing was Gay Adegbolola, and raps and at the piano, Andra Faye McIntosh on bass. What a great song.
Thank you.
Anne, you were performing since you were a teenager.
Right. I had my first paying gig when I was still in high school, playing blues, playing guitar, though. I didn't start playing piano really till I was 35.
That's hard for me to understand because I think you're a really fine pianist.
Well,
and
thank you.
I think it's a very difficult instrument to start late, so it's hard for me to believe you didn't play it until then.
I guess maybe it's just my instrument. I think maybe everybody has an instrument, and I was just lucky that I found mine.
Now, your new album features mostly blues songs that were first recorded by performers who were influential to members of Sapphire.
Oh, yes.
Right.
So let me ask you to do another song that you also recorded on the new album. It's called The Clock.
Yes.
And Gay, you sing this one, and it was originally recorded by Johnny Ace.
Yes.
Tell us why. Tell us what this song did to you when you...
It's real funny when you said that. I just goosebumped all over. I don't know. It's real special to me. Again, this goes back to when I was growing up, and my mom ran the youth canteen. In Fredericksburg, Virginia. I was born, raised, and still live in Fredericksburg. And every 6 months or so, the records would get changed on the jukebox. It was a real jukebox. She would bring those old 78s home. I would play them over and over, and my favorite singer was Johnny Ace.
Now, our listeners will probably know him from the record Pledging My Love. Sing a couple
yes.
of lines of that so our listeners remember.
Pledging My Love?
Yeah.
Forever, my darling. I'll love only you, always and forever. Our love will be true. And little Milton Campbell just recorded that. But I think most listeners right now today, Luther Vandross just covered what was perhaps Johnny Ace's biggest hit, which was Never Let Me Go.
But The Clock, was that a B-side or is that one of his hits?
For me, it was one of his hits. I don't know if it was A or B or not, but I heard it, and it's so simple. It's so simple in terms of the lyrics and in terms of the musical part, and it's so lonely. It's so lonely. I was saying to an audience the other night, well, I actually kind of picture my mom, who's 81, and I know she spends a lot of time just sitting, and I think old folks in particular sit a lot and they think about the good old days and with that goes persons that they've lost and loves that they've lost. So it's not just when I sing it, I don't just sing it for the heartbroken. I have all kinds of images in my head. I think another little piece of the story that's interesting is that Johnny Ace supposedly killed himself playing Russian roulette in 1954 in Houston. And the audience was waiting for him to come on. And he was backstage and they heard the shot, you know.
Well, why don't you sing it for us?
Okay.
I looked at the face of the clock on the wall. It doesn't tell me nothing at all. That face on the clock, it just stares at me. It knows that I'm lonely and I always will be. I wanna cry my heart out. I want my baby back with me. I've got nothing but time to fool around, but time means nothing to me. If you hear me, real soon. was this clock and I all so lonely in this room? Time to fool around, but time means nothing to me. If you hear me, please come back real soon, 'cause this clock and I are so lonely in this room. I looked at the face of the clock on the wall. Doesn't tell me nothing at all. That face on the clock, it just stares at me. It knows and I always will be.
That's Sapphire of the Uppity Blues Women. We heard Gay Adegbolola singing with Ann Rapson piano, Andra Faye McIntosh bass. Sapphire has a new CD called Old, New, Borrowed, and Blue. They'll perform some more songs for us after we take a break. This is Fresh Air. We're back with Sapphire of the Uppity Blues Women. I'm wondering what it was like for you before Sapphire when you were each, when you had had very time-consuming jobs. I mean, Anne, you were, what, a computer programmer for a long time? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I there was a period of time in my life when I had a day job as a computer programmer. That's true. And
And you were performing at night?
I was performing at night. And but there was a much larger period of time in my life when I was performing full-time.
Oh.
But again, it's a much more interesting story. There were, I figured it out, there was somewhere between 6 and 10 years there where I had a day job. And it was, I'm just so, I will never do that again. Pantyhose will never touch these legs again. I will never take a day job again. But at the time, I had to stay in one place. You sort of have to move around to make a living playing music unless you live someplace really that I wouldn't want to live. So raising a child, you don't want to leave them and go off too much. So you take a day job. And putting a kid through college is, well, of course, Gay. Now, Gay did it. From
playing music.
So, yeah.
What's the difference playing at a bar or playing at an audience where a lot of women who've shown up are hearing that, you know, this is a band of women and they sing some feminist oriented materials?
They usually walk out. No, I'm serious, because we are all women and we are all very diverse women. And if people consider any particular politics or any particular, although our politics actually are kind of similar, but anyway, we don't, you know, we try to sing to everybody, and that includes all women. And we represent very nearly all women.
Yeah, and it's kind of tiptoeing around, but I think a lot of times with predominantly lesbian audiences, sometimes we're really put down because we do sing a lot about my man, my man. But we sing about everything, and I think we can upset anybody if we want to.
You have your share of double entendre songs.
Oh, yes.
And so I must call on you now to do one. And why don't we feature your singing on this song?
All right. I wrote this song, actually. I wrote it about I had this big old tore up Tomcat, big old yellow Tomcat. I know you know the type. And also, I also wrote it about a bass player I used to know. And it's called Tomcat Blues. My baby's a big old tomcat, a rough, tough, nasty stray. Well, he's a tough old tomcat, a rough, tough, nasty stray. Rough old tomcat, he's all chewed up and scarred. Well, he's a rough old tomcat, he's all chewed up and scarred. Cause he's always stalking, prowling in the neighbor's yard. Well, his whiskers all broken and his ears are all chewed, but his loving leaves me trembling to the bottoms of my shoes. When he rubs up against me, I don't know what to say. I'm just his little kitten and he always gets his way. My baby's a tough old tomcat, lands on his feet when he falls. Well, he's a tough old tomcat, lands on his feet when he falls. Up against me, I don't know what to say. I'm just his little kitten and he always gets his way. My baby's a tough old tomcat, lands on his feet when he falls. Well, he's a rough old tomcat, lands on his feet when he falls. Then he lays out in the sunshine, in his paws.
We're listening to Sapphire, and that was Anne Rapson, piano and vocals, and she wrote the song. Gay Adigbolola, who was featured on guitar with Andra Faye McIntosh on bass. And what musically went into that? Were you thinking of other pianists or of songwriters when you wrote that?
It's really funny. There's all kinds of history to this one. I originally wrote it with a harmonica player named Lazy Lester in mind, hoping he would sing it, written from the man's point of view. But then I liked it and I took it myself. But the piano line, this... That thing actually comes from a fellow named Big Maceo Merriweather, only it was a very different feeling. It was, oh, Lordy Lord, oh, Lordy Lord, me so bad for us to part. I can't get that low. But someday, baby, ain't gonna worry my life anymore. That's where that comes from.
Gay, I'm interested in hearing what your life was like before Sapphire. Now, I know you were a teacher. I think you taught 8th grade science.
You got
the Virginia Teachers of the Year Award one year.
Yeah.
So did you sing at all during that period?
Anne taught me in 75, 76, something like that, and around in there, and I started doing solo work, moonlighting. I'd gotten to a point, I raised my son alone, and I really needed some other income. So either I had to have the nerve to take it to the bar and earn it there, or either I was going to seek out McDonald's or someplace. So I started moonlighting 3 nights a week, and I did that for several years while teaching 8th grade mainly. And then in 84 is when I got a call for a bigger room and asked Ann to come on, let's do it, because we had been doing duo things for a while. And we added in local bass player, Earlene Lewis, and Earl left about 2.5 years ago. So I was doing that simultaneously in 1988. This is where you get the 88 from. Ann's daughter was graduating from college, and Ann said, the day she graduates is the day I'm going back to music full time, and I'm going to do it, and do you want to come? So my son was just going into college, but I had money saved for a year, and I put in for a year's leave of absence, and it just grew.
It's been a pleasure having you here and a delight to hear you play. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
For being
us.
With us. Yeah. Really Thank enjoyed
you.
It.
Thank you.
And Sapphire does have a new record. It's called Old New Borrowed and Blue. It's on Alligator Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. Anne, would you play us out?